Malcolm, listen, happy as you can be with the performance today of the lads?
Yeah, I think, you know, in real terms, we would have, you know, if you'd said before the start, we would have settled for third and fourth. The disappointment was losing Yarry yesterday. And Miko, unfortunately, couldn't take the challenge to Danny today. We had a small sort of power steering problem, which cost him a little bit of time. But the good thing is we've got Yarry back out. He's in the points. You've seen his confidence grow throughout the day to the point where he's just done second fastest to Sebastian. So, you know, the positive thing is that, you know, Miko's still in the podium. And Yarry Matty's, you know, he's getting his confidence back as the day's progressed.
Are you a little bit worried that possibly Henning might get caught for fourth?
I'm sure it's going to be a good battle tomorrow. I mean, Chris is... we've always known Chris is, you know, really good on asphalt, and but I mean Henning's driven a great rally, and if Chris gets past him, I wouldn't be surprised. But it would be nice because Henning has done a faultless rally, and it would be a shame. But I'm sure he's going to be up for the fight tomorrow as well.
And despite the treacherous conditions, a very solid performance from Khaled.
Yeah, I mean, Khaled's done a very sensible rally. Okay, he had a bit of an off yesterday, but fortunately he got away with it and was able to continue. So, yeah, good. And he's obviously just moved up now a couple of places, so it's at least he might even stand a chance of finishing the points tomorrow.
He's actually lying eighth now from what we can make out at the moment. You would hope then maybe that there'll be a lot of confidence to bring into Norway.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it's his second time on a snow rally, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how we go second time. But it's been quite a good performance by him here.
But a confidence thing for the whole team coming into Norway.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I think we're not, as I say, 100% happy with the results, but you know, if the results stay the way we are, then we've certainly got very good start positions for Norway, and that, you know, that is quite crucial, particularly Yarry Matty. If he's sort of starting, you know, eighth, ninth car or something like that, then you know, it's like when he started Sweden last year from that sort of position. He just, you know, he got built up such a lead on the first day that he couldn't be caught. And obviously Miko finishing, if he finishes third, that will still be quite a good start position as well.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Malcolm.
Cheers.